Talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome to Computer and Technology Radio with your hosts, Mark Cohen and Marcia Collier.
Well, hello and welcome. And yes, in fact, we are Computer and Technology Radio. I am Mark Cohen. She is Marcia Collier. Got reviews and tech insights and all kinds of interesting things for you today. So thank you for joining us and thank you for being here.
And tech gossip, right? I mean, we got the tech gossip right here, too.
Well, we do. Yeah. Some of it we can't give out because, you know, it's gossip. But
we'll give you the dish on some good stuff.
Yeah, there you go. How are you?
I'm doing good. We got a lot of things for the show today. So,
all right. Well, by the way,
Southern California, except for the Sierras, doesn't seem to be getting massive rains. Are you getting massive rains where you are?
I wouldn't call it massive. We've had periods of light rain and heavy rain, but not nearly like it was, you know, 2 weeks ago where it was flooding.
Yeah, I know. The weather people just get too excited, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, very interesting, but better, at least in, you know, a lot of homes sliding in Southern California, mudslides and all kinds of crazy stuff going on right now.
I'm just grateful that we're not going to have to turn on our sprinklers for a long time.
Yeah, for like a year now. Yeah, it's really crazy. We went from drought for, what was it, 3-4 years into massive, you know, amounts of water and flooding and, you know. There's no in between, apparently, in California. You're either in drought or you're in flood.
Hey, it's, you know, climate change.
Yeah, there you go.
But I like it. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So are you on AT&T?
I am not. I'm on Verizon.
You know anyone that was?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Did they tell you their experience on
the nobody
mentioned
outage? It to me. So I don't know if they, I think some family members are in AT&T, but nobody said to me that they were out. So I don't know if this was this a full out nationwide, everybody?
This was a major outage. And the problem was, obviously it affected other people because if you were on T-Mobile, you couldn't get a call from AT&T.
Yeah, that's odd.
So it was a huge outage.
And I wonder, does T-Mobile use AT&T cell towers?
Not at all. Not at all. I'm saying if you were with Verizon, you wouldn't be able to get calls from AT&T.
Oh, you're talking about incoming calls from somebody calling you on
AT&T. Exactly. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Because
they
couldn't use their phones and they tried to call. And nobody could receive them. There was even a temporary 911 outage in some parts of the Southeast.
Yeah, that's
no good. Hopefully those people had a landline that they could call a 911.
But they're really taking care of their customers. What are they doing for them?
Well, because they were really sorry about it, they are issuing every customer affected a $5 credit on their
bill. So they're giving them a Starbucks cup of coffee.
Not even in some cases.
Yeah. Okay.
Not the
yeah.
fancy ones.
No, right, exactly. Yeah.
Well, thanks,
AT&T.
Yeah, I thought this was funny because, you know, do something else, a $5 credit. It's like in today's world where the minimum wage is what?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a little crazy.
Yeah.
So you found something, and this is really scary, totally.
Yeah,
Mark,
this is
tell
bad.
Us about it.
Apparently, dozens of video doorbells that are sold on Amazon, on Walmart, can easily be hacked. Many don't offer data encryption, and they can actually be accessed remotely or in person or by a third-party attack. You know, they're supposed to keep you safe. Well, not so much here. Issued by Eakin, Tuck, Fishbot, Rakeblue, I've never heard of these brands, apparently pose a real security threat because the Econ-owned apps that control them and this Alwat is not encrypted. So that's not a good thing.
Mind you, these weren't just things that you'd get on weird websites. These were sold on Amazon in Walmart.
Yeah, no, they can effectively hack into one of the doorbells to see through the camera at, it's close. You have to be within, 3,000 miles of the doorbell And they don't conceal your IP address, your Wi-Fi network.
And
this
those are usually
good.
Masked when you're using one of these AI devices.
Right.
So.
Yeah, now, like I say, I'm not familiar with any of those names. But as Marcia just said, they're being sold. So a bunch of people are obviously buying them. They think, oh, well, if I can buy it on Amazon, I can buy it at Walmart. They must be safe. Not so
right.
fast.
And Shein, the Chinese company, is also selling them. And Amazon and Shein are selling the doorbells on the brands that Mark just mentioned. But Walmart is selling them under names like Ando, Jemmy, and Luckwolf. So Consumer Reports has been digging deep into this. And
yeah.
Sears is also reportedly selling such devices with lackluster security. And Temu, the Chinese vendor.
Yeah, which I've bought some things very successfully.
Did you buy from Temu? How was that?
It was remarkably effective. I mean, I was shocked. You know, they weren't expensive things. They were like nail clippers and, you know, and I placed two orders. They came when they were supposed to. The quality was good. Remarkably, I wouldn't buy, you know, clothing or anything that was on my body because you don't know where they're made and what kind of crap they're made with.
Oh, you know exactly. The whole thing, sidelining here between Temu and Shein, is everything is made in China. And the companies deal direct with the manufacturers.
Right.
Instead of buying wholesale and then selling them at retail, they're selling them at the manufacturer's site.
Right.
Price. So they really work the manufacturers to lower their prices and lower their prices.
Right.
So I don't shop with them because of, you know, labor laws and the whole thing. But Mark, it's the same garbage you can buy on Amazon under Wookie Woo and all, you know, all
right.
those brand names.
And this
it's
stuff
the
was
same
so ridiculously
stuff.
Cheap. I got like 8 items for $30.
Yeah, I didn't want to put the app on my phone. So that was it.
Yeah. I mean, that's always an issue, unfortunately.
So,
but yeah, no, it worked out pretty
you
well.
Make your choices.
You know, you were just talking about Sears. Do they actually still have stores?
Yes,
they don't
there's
do
a Sears here in Los Angeles. Yes.
Is there? Okay. I'm looking now. There is
Sears.
One in Burbank, apparently. I didn't even realize they had, I know they have online. I didn't know they had brick and mortar stores left anymore.
It's very sad what happened to that company.
It is.
Really sad. Now, by the way, in the last bit of this thing on the doorbell cameras, Walmart told Consumer Reports that it removed anything from its site that doesn't meet safety standards or legal requirements. But if you went over there in the past couple of days, Ando and Luckwolf doorbells are still available on the Walmart website.
Thanks, Walmart.
Hey, I know you're watching out for us, Walmart.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And as you know, we've said this a million times and we'll say it again. Only get doorbells. Now, this wouldn't have helped you inside or outside if they were hacking into them, but only get outside facing cameras, not inside your home. Do not put in, if you happen to get an Echo or a device that has a camera in it or a TV or anything, block them out.
Yep.
Not a good idea.
Yep. And owning your own cameras rather than leasing them from a company who does a whole house solution.
Oh, yeah.
Is a much wiser proposition. And it's cheaper because you may be paying $10 a month if you want to store all the video, you know, versus you know, $50 extra a month on your bill for having cameras.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
All right. Well, just be safe with that. Now, here, this is shocking. This is a shocking.
I know. This is another one. My goodness. I was shocked.
Shocking. Apple, who has secretively. Well,
yeah, right.
Secretively? I've known about it since they started talking about it. But okay, Apple is pulling the plug on its self-driving car project.
Yeah, and that secretively came from NPR. Folks at NPR, please, please, it was not a secret.
Everybody
knew about
this.
I don't
know
who you're writing for, but.
It's so dumb. But apparently they were talking about doing an electric vehicle, and it's another in the list of things we've been talking about the last few months about how electric vehicles are just not selling. The Ford, I think, stopped or not going forward with electric vehicles. Hertz had a $25 million order canceled for electric vehicles. So apparently, I don't know what the, you know, the money was. This was, by the way, this was a car that allegedly didn't even have a steering wheel in it. This was a fully autonomous car initially. You hopped in the car.
It's another Apple. It was another Apple fantasy. That was the mystery. That was the secret.
Yeah. And how many people would actually do that?
Right.
You know, but again, but so then they went from that to they, you know, they'll send you a car that gives you some, you know, self-driving cars, that was part of it. And then what happened? Nah, not so fast. We're gone. We're done. We're out of this. So they, you know, they won't exactly confirm that that it was gone, but it is. I mean, they're not doing this. And
they expected to charge $100,000 for the car.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, there was that.
I mean, it's a plus for Tesla, obviously, because if they don't, if, you know, if Apple, I don't know what the market would have been for an Apple $100,000 car. I really don't know. But it helps Elon's company. Because they're, you know, continuing to be the premier electric car company, at least in the U.S., because I know everybody.
Well, I think he's the only one that's selling cars, but he's kept knocking the prices down.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
He's had to, because the Chinese cars, we've always known, we used to, a few years ago, we used to do a thing. We used to find these tiny Chinese electric vehicles that were not much more than a golf cart.
Yeah, they were like $700 or something.
Right, and you could buy them and.
And you had to assemble them. Didn't we watch a video showing how they assembled it when you got it?
But it was, they were pretty cool.
Yeah, they were.
But now they're making some of the most beautiful EVs.
Oh, yeah.
And they're selling like crazy in Europe, Asia, and there's a lot of people over there. And they're far less expensive than they're charging over here.
Yeah.
And our government is running around with their hair on fire. Not allowing us to import the cars from China because they're going to take over the world. Hey, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just saying, how can they make these in China so successfully and so stylish? And I'm sorry, there's not a whole lot of style, nothing out of the ordinary, except I think Polestar, but that's made in Sweden.
Yeah.
I said, right?
I remember when the Prius came out, I thought, I'm not going to consider an electric car until they make one that's good looking. Well, they do now, but you waited too long, and now I don't have any interest in buying an electric car.
But nobody else seems to either. So, you know, that's
yeah, I don't know how long these, like Lucid, for example, which is a company that makes electric. They make a beautiful car, and it ranges from, call it 90 to 150,000. So it's not a cheap car, but it's a beautiful car. But I don't know how many they're selling, and I don't know if these companies are going to be around. You know, Tesla will, you know, any of the major manufacturers that are making, Mercedes is making electric vehicles. So, you know, they're going to be around. But I don't know, do you buy a company you've never heard of like Lucid and worry whether they're going to be in business 5 years from now?
Well, and the thing is, you're talking 5 years from now, and it's public knowledge that the batteries degrade every year.
Yes.
Replacing a car battery costs about $20,000.
Yeah, it ain't cheap.
So I'm just looking at the economics of it, and right now I'm not. Oh, and they announced in LA there's an app. I'm sorry, folks, I don't know the name of it, where they will install a charger in your driveway, and you can rent it out to the public, and you make like 20% off the money that people pay to charge their cars in your driveway.
Okay, I mean that's okay.
Yeah, I just, well, yeah, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. Nobody's coming up my driveway to charge their car.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, very interesting. So I guess we'll see what happens with that. But I just don't see, I really don't in the near future or farther, I don't really see me buying an electric vehicle.
Yeah, it's no good. It's bad, bad, bad. Okay, yeah. I've got something that's just a head shaker. I can't believe it's happening.
Okay.
And it's your story, but I'm a huge HP user.
I know you are. Yeah.
I love HP.
Right.
I love Canon also.
Yeah, me too.
But, and one has been offered monthly subscriptions for ink. Have you been offered these things?
I don't remember getting anything. I've been using Canon for years, and I don't remember getting anything from Canon.
Okay. And aside from that, there's people are saying, oh, you're never going to own anything. You buy it, you don't own it. And we know that about the electric cars. Pretty much you're under the thumb of the manufacturer. Well, dear HP, mm-hmm. who I believe in, and I have an older printer here. It's a laser printer. It works. It's a workhorse. It's fabulous. Right. And I don't print as much as it's designed for.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had it for over a decade.
Yeah, I remember you've had it for a long time.
And I can buy the refills for the toner cartridges. Buy new toner cartridges. And it isn't cheap. But what? I replace them every 2 years.
Right.
Not a big deal. Well, tell me what HP has in store for their customers with their new printers.
Well, their all-in-one plan is apparently fairly simple. You choose between one of three printers, HP Envy or the Inspire or the HP Office Jet. It will cost you $6.99 a month. For the first one, $8.99, and then up for the more expensive one at $12.99 a month. And it's, going to do 10 pages per minute, which is fine. If you're using it, if you're not in a business environment, it's probably perfectly fine.
Now, does this indicate whether it's inkjet or laser, or the world has just totally forgotten about laser?
I think these are just inkjet, yeah. I haven't seen a laser printer in quite a while.
Well, no, you can buy them. Yeah, you can buy them.
Yeah. They say after 2 years, they're going to upgrade presumably to a newer printer. They're color printers. All three are double-sided. And they provide you with free ink. So I don't know. I guess you'd have to do the math. If you take the most expensive one here, which is $13 a month, so you're paying $160 a year. So you're getting the printer, but then you're paying after the printer, you're paying that much for ink. So you'd have to do the
paying-
math.
Let me see. So you can choose from one of three printers.
Right.
The HP Envy printer, which I'll tell you is a great little printer, but mine crapped out.
Yeah.
And it couldn't be fixed.
Yeah.
You get that for $6.99 a month and up.
Well,
the HP Envy Inspire printer for $8.99 a month and up. And the HP OfficeJet Pro for $12.99 a month and up.
Yeah. They'll provide round-the-clock support, next-day service, mailing labels for returning the old printer and its cartridges. And, I don't know. I'd have to do the math and figure out it really depends how much printing you do, obviously. If you do a lot of printing, it may well be worth doing that because
ink cartridges
aren't cheap.
But the point is, if you're not printing, the Envy is basically, like you said, 10 pages per minute.
Right.
But I don't see anything in here that actually says how many pages you're allowed. Oh, yeah, here it is. The Envy printer plan gives you 20 pages a month for $6.99. That's not fair because you may go through a month where you don't print something.
Yeah.
Especially if you have a home office.
Right. Or if you print a document that could be 25, 30 pages,
right?
Well, it only gives you 20.
And for $8.99, 50 pages, and $10.99, 100 pages.
Yeah. But
and
it's okay. You can get out after 30 days if you, pay a cancellation fee to get out.
and it gets, that was with the basic printer.
Right. The more expensive one, $13 a month.
For 100 pages.
Yeah.
And $18.99 for 300 pages. And if you're running a home business, you'll have $22.99 for 300 pages a month and $35.99, 700 pages a month.
You can buy a good inkjet printer today for $60, $70.
Yep.
And then the cartridges, I had to refill my Canon. So I just got, and I didn't know that this was going to work because Canon has been able to figure out a way that when you plug in a non-Canon ink cartridge, it comes up and says, can't use that one. It's not a genuine cartridge. So I actually went on Amazon and I paid, I think it was $22 for four color cartridges, which is a pretty good deal because they can run as much as $60 or $70. And I didn't realize they weren't Canon. I thought I was buying a Canon. I popped it in and it actually did work. So
well,
you can find
that's very cool. I use the Canon, whatever printer it's called. I think it's called EcoTank is what Epson calls it, I think. But whatever it is, there are ink tanks in the printer.
Yeah.
And you buy your ink by the bottle.
Right.
And you fill it yourself.
Yeah, right.
And we haven't filled that thing in like forever. You have
really?
To clean the print heads more than you have to use new ink.
Okay,
It's spectacular, and it's a Canon printer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not signing up for it. Was that something you would do?
The HP thing, not a chance.
Yeah.
I'm using the Canon and filling up my own ink and using my laser printer because I love the way the laser printer prints out stuff.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, you had a couple of reviews you wanted to do.
Well, let me see. Okay, yes, I did. So, just to kind of make a little announcement, I am writing currently the Android Smartphones for Seniors book for Dummies Wiley, and it's the second edition. The first one sold really well, and I'm going to make this bigger and better than ever. And it's not just for seniors. It's for anyone who just wants the facts without the BS. So that's my goal on writing.
And when do you expect this to be out?
It'll be out for the holidays.
Okay.
So I am testing phones. It looks like a T-Mobile store or a Verizon store because there are so many phones. Because I have to test them. I have to tell because I go in detail in my books.
Right.
So I found a brand called OnePlus, and very cool. They were founded in 2013, and it started as a crowdfunded project, you know, kind of like, you know, the crowdfunded stuff we do.
Yeah, right.
Their goal was to create a flagship killer, and flagship phones are the top of the lines, like the Samsung 24 Ultra and, you know, the better phones. Flagship killer, in other words, a phone that's equal to a flagship at lower prices. In the beginning, back in 2013, they were pretty much, once they started selling, they were selling to tech people because nobody else really knew about the phone. Mm-hmm. And you had to be invited to get one. As they were refining their phones, it was kind of a thing. Ooh, you get an invitation. You got 24 hours to buy it, which is cool.
Okay.
One of the things I like about it, their slogan is never settled, never settle. Mm-hmm. And that appears on everything, which I think is so cool because never settle. It's kind of inspiring to me. They're known for incredible hardware. People do like Samsung hardware, or software rather, better. But to me, it's all about hardware and staying close to the operating system. They do a really good idea. And how do they keep their costs low? Because I'm going to tell you about two phones. And when I tell you the prices, you won't believe it. Because they are basically a word of mouth brand, you're not going to see them in phone stores, period. They don't. The phone stores take a big cut on the phones, they give them to you free because really they're selling phone subscriptions, right?
Yes.
So, not in phone stores. You can buy it from their website at OnePlus.com. So, which is a direct-to-consumer model, and if you watch Shark Tank, you'll know how much they love D2C products. So there's no middleman to pay for these phones. I took a look at the phones. I put them through their paces with each other. The OnePlus 12 is the flagship. Just a couple of things I found interesting. They have something different, and it's called cryovelocity cooling in both of their phones, the 12R, which is the mid-range phone, and the OnePlus 12. Which is the flagship. So cryovelocity cooling, what is it? I saw when I was at CES, most phones have a cooling piece of, it's about the size of an old battery. a phone battery that you've seen before. Mm-hmm. It takes up maybe a third of the phone. OnePlus put this thin wafer cryo cooling thing in the full length of the phone. So if you've ever had a phone heating up in your hands, odds are it's definitely not going to happen with the OnePlus phones. The OnePlus, the battery life is unbelievable. It really lasts. And to me, that's really important. And the thing is, you can charge it like 0 to 100% in less than a half hour.
Yeah, that's very fast.
So, I mean, and when it has that cooling thing in there, I feel more comfortable that I'm not burning up the inside of my phone, right? Mm-hmm. So there's that. And the battery itself in the flagship phone is 5,400 milliamps per hour, non-removable. And what's interesting is that the mid-range phone is 5,500. They both support wireless charging, which everybody seems to love.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them have AMOLED screens. The cameras are incredible on the 50 megapixel. And I'm going to give you details in case you were ever a photographer. That's an f1.6 23 millimeter wide angle lens. And then they have, and there's a whole much more to that. There's also a 64 megapixel f2.6 my computer was giving, it keeps trying to update as I'm talking.
Oh, great.
I'm fighting it. periscope telephoto lens. So I haven't seen anything come out of the phone like a periscope, but 64 megapixels.
You have to take it on a submarine, and that's right, where exactly. It actually comes out.
And then it has 3x optical zoom and a 48 megapixel selfie lens.
More than sufficient.
It's all more than sufficient. And the pictures are special. You remember a company called Hasselblad?
Oh, yeah. One of the most famous camera lens makers in the world.
Well, and they made cameras too. They have their software from Hasselblad, the color calibration.
Yeah.
HDR panorama, video 8K at 24 mm-hmm. frames per second or less. Now let's compare that to the mid-range phone. Oh, 50 megapixel. and there's a laser autofocus. That's amazing. 8 megapixel ultra wide and a 2 megapixel macro camera, which is, you know, I like to take macro pictures. It also does 4K at 30 to 60 frames per second. Oh, excuse me. The selfie camera in the flagship phone is 32 megapixels with auto HDR and panorama.
More than sufficient.
And in the mid-range, it's 16 megapixels HDR and panorama. The configurations of the phones and the pricing. I recommend highly you go to their website or a site that I use and use as a reference all the time. It's called gsmarena.com. And you can go there and click the word compare, and you can compare any phone ever made. So you can find all the details. And I think mm-hmm. that's great. I think that's great. So the OnePlus 12, 16 gigabytes of RAM and 512 storage, $899, Mark.
Yeah, that's a good deal, considering that the sort of equivalent phone of the Apple would be $1,400, $1,300.
And they have a deal, whether it's the mid-range or the flagship, since you buy from their website. Oh, you can also buy these phones at Best Buy. You turn in a phone, working or not working or broken or whatever, you're going to get $100 off.
Okay.
So that $899 price goes down to $799.
Nice.
Their lower grade is 12 gigabyte RAM with 256 storage is $799. Again, trade in any phone in any condition, and you've got $100 off. That's $200 less than the Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus. I mean, that's huge.
Yep.
The mid-range, which I really like, and oh, here's another thing about the battery in the phone. Instead of having the standard battery, where we said 5,500 milliamp hours, they have a dual cell, which is another reason the phone does not heat up. There are two battery cells in the phone, each of 2750 apiece. So that when you have two cells, the strain is not on the battery when it's charging, and that's part of what allows the OnePlus phones to charge so quickly and safely. So, I mean, you're looking
sounds
at
like
all
a,
kinds
sounds
of innovation.
Like a great phone.
Yeah, and okay, and the mid-range phone, all these phones are unlocked. You can use them with anybody. 256 gigabytes with 16 gigabytes of storage.
Mm-hmm.
What can I say? I mean, that it's $599.
Yeah, that's a good price.
And for $499... 128 gigabytes and 8 gigabytes of RAM, $499. So
nice.
With your discount, $399.
Yeah, that's
anyone's
very cheap.
Got an old crap phone sitting around they can trade in.
Right.
And you're getting AMOLED screens on both of them. I can't say enough. I was very impressed. I have not used the current. I'm currently using a OnePlus 9, and I'm happy with it. But when I start playing with these are so fast and snappy. But I can testify to the fact that they have their battery and their cooling right there. It's
nice.
Spot on. So
all
that's
right.
It.
Well, excellent. Thank you for the review. Now, you know, we don't want to really piss off Elon Musk, right? But apparently he bought himself a new computer and he was installing and he was using Windows 11. But what did he find out? You got to have a Microsoft account to use it. And he didn't like it. He didn't want to have a Microsoft account. And he disapproved of this thing officially on X, stating that it gives Microsoft's Copilot access to users' data. We don't know if that's actually true or not.
Well, I will tell you that a computer that I have that's upgrading, whether I like it or not, to Windows 11.
Right.
Popped up with the little AI, I forget, the Microsoft Copilot AI.
Yeah, Copilot. That's their new thing that just came out.
If I don't click it, nothing's going to happen.
Right.
But if it shows up on your computer, you click that, and all of a sudden, the worms are going to get into your computer. The
uh-oh.
AI has access to everything. And I don't know it to be a fact. But I am personally, we've found that every technology takes about 5 years for us to find out exactly what it does and if it's any good.
Right.
For example, 5G. Am I right? You know,
yeah.
Five
years. Whatever happened with that?
That's another story for another time,
yeah,
really.
Exactly.
But so it seems that the new installations put it in automatically. And Elon didn't want it. That's it. The end. So a bunch of people on Twitter tweeted out different workarounds for him to do it. And just so you know, there's a website called NeoWin, NEOWIN.net, that has published a guide on how to bypass the Microsoft account requirement along with some other ones. So you can do it. People helped him out. But he tweeted to Microsoft that this is not cool.
And I'm sure Tim Cook immediately removed it
from
their
system.
Well, Tim
Cook is Apple. So
yeah, immediately did.
So, you know, no, Tim Cook is Apple. So, Mark, that just I'm sure the folks at Microsoft were terrified. But this is something I think they need to address because I'm not happy. I don't want, until I know what's going to happen with the AI, if I want AI, I go to ChatGPT website, check things out, and I ask them my questions. That's it.
Okay. Well, yay. Always interesting stories. Always interesting stories when they involve Elon.
Of course.
Yeah, exactly. So let's see. We were going to talk about the Lenovo and repairable laptops.
Well, I think this is brilliant. And Tech Radar had a headline that said, "World's largest laptop vendor wants you to buy fewer notebooks by allowing users to change batteries and other parts."
Do you believe that statement? They want you to buy less laptops.
Yeah, because when you manufacture a product, there's a different cost to manufacture everything. I would assume it's more expensive for the manufacturer to manufacture the screen or the CPU or all those expensive parts in a laptop.
Mm-hmm.
Where I figure batteries are a whole lot cheaper, as well as some of these other usable replacement parts that they're going to put in the Lenovo laptops. So they make more profit because they don't have to produce the expensive parts. They can sell you the less expensive parts at a higher markup.
Right.
You're still getting a deal. Along with the computer, they're working with iFixit to design and deliver the products. And iFixit is doing an amazing job.
Mm-hmm.
The checklist for the laptops includes repair guides and videos, as well as spare parts. And it's pretty amazing. I think this is a direction, you know, we've talked about right to repair.
Yep. Okay.
And you know how easy it is to swap out RAM in a computer, and especially if you have step-by-step instructions. We all used to do this back in the old days. And believe me, back in the old days, we knew a whole lot less about technology than we do now.
Right.
So there you go. I think this is great and a definite great step, and it's the right direction to go.
All right. We're running out of time, so let's do a real quick. It is now the time of the show. We search the planets, the universe, and eBay today for the buy of the week. The buy of the week.
Yeah, drum roll. Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
What's the buy of the week?
Okay. This is kind of nifty little, you know, from time to time we like to find things that are really inexpensive, and this really is inexpensive. There's the Aldic Lansing, who's got a very good name making speakers. Thanks, Marcia.
Aldic Lansing, yeah, go ahead.
For the HydroMotion Bluetooth speaker in black. It's got what they call all-around 360-degree sound. And they've been a very, very good manufacturer of speakers for a long, long time. So, you know, it's one, if you need a wireless speaker, and there were a flood of these on the market in the last 10 years. I mean, everywhere you looked, these were available. And it normally sells for $49.99. It is on sale at eBay for $14.99. I mean, $15. And for a good, well-known name Bluetooth speaker, and here's one that's really, really cheap. So if you're in need of one, it is on eBay. Again, it's the Aldic Lansing HydroMotion Bluetooth speaker black, available now for $14.99. And that is our buy of the week.
That's a good deal. I have to tell you, because I've had to buy a couple of phones in research for my new book.
Right.
And this is a secret I'm going to put in the book. So here you go. You get it here first. You know, I'm a fan of refurbished.
Yeah.
And I compare older phones to newer phones. So I went to Samsung Refurbished. They have a website. I went to Amazon. They have an Amazon review, a renewed area where things are certified renewed. And, you know, and Woot, of course, is always selling refreshed things.
Yeah, Woot's great.
But I worry about Woot a little bit because they don't tell you what it looks like. You don't see the scratches or the whatever, because I want a good-looking phone, even if it's for testing. So Amazon grades their renewed phones, refurbished phones, and I was still not feeling comfortable, so I decided to go to eBay.
Yeah.
So Amazon and Samsung, and Woot give you a 90-day warranty when you buy a renewed product. And that's pretty fair. I figure, is that what Apple gives you on a refresh product?
You know, I actually have never bought one. I don't know. I have no idea what their return is.
Okay. It's not a 90-day return policy. It's a 90-day warranty.
Okay.
And when you go to eBay, I found the phone. I found a seller who was top rated.
Mm-hmm.
And eBay has different levels also of refurbished phones: certified, excellent, good, and okay.
Okay.
So right. I picked an excellent phone.
Mm-hmm.
The price was right. And then I'm looking, well, what about the warranty? You know, I'm going to have to buy a warranty.
Right.
They give you a 1-year warranty on the excellent level of phones. And they give a warranty with all refurbished phones that is backed by Allstate. If you remember Square Trade, they were bought out by Allstate.
Yeah, sure.
And I was very happy to do business with them before. And I think this is great. So if you're getting a refurbished phone, seriously think about doing it on looking at them on eBay, because the warranty is great.
Well, we should skip ahead to TV's movies. Before we get into the top 10, I started this morning to watch Adam Sandler, who I like a lot, really like his stuff, came out with a movie called Spaceman. And it's a serious movie. I can't get through it. I've been through like half of it, and I just can't get through it.
Really?
So, yeah, it's a very, very odd movie. He's in space. There's a giant spider in the spaceship with him, or is he crazy?
No, there's no giant spider.
Yeah, it's a giant, big time, who talks, by the way. The spider talks.
No,
and has full on conversations.
What is this
I'm sorry,
called?
Adam,
so I can
love
like...
your stuff. Couldn't get through this one.
What's this called again?
It's called Spaceman, and it just hit Netflix, I think, this morning or last night.
Oh, great.
So, all right. So on to what, the top 10, Marcia?
Well, you know, realgood.com, and Real Good is an excellent app to find stuff to look at. But they've changed their website, and now we have the top 10 movies and TV on every service.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is Oppenheimer.
Yeah, that's number one.
Which I thought it was a great movie.
It is.
But wasn't that – it didn't change my life.
No. I mean – yeah, the next one is Shogun. I watched the first episode of Shogun. It's okay. One hint for if you're going to watch Shogun, is that if you don't at the very beginning of the movie opt for the English language version, it will take you into the Japanese version with subtitles. So you got to declare that before you start watching the movie.
Well,
so
I have to
Shogun.
Tell you, it's not on the list, but we started watching a Japanese short miniseries about the nuclear Fukushima.
Oh, okay.
And it
comedy,
is
comedy, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's good, but it's so badly dubbed that you expect to see Rodin or something.
Okay.
We just laughed through the whole thing, and it wasn't funny, and we didn't watch the whole thing.
Mm.
But we watched it, just tried to. But it's not what you want. And as for Shogun, there was a version of Shogun done many years ago with an actor called Richard Chamberlain.
Yep, absolutely.
And
that
is the most highly rated. If you look up that version of Shogun, I highly recommend, if you want to know the plot and get the real story and not be bored out of your mind, watch that
Richard
one.
Chamberlain's about 95 right now, lives in Hawaii. Still
floating
around.
I think he
passed
away. Really?
Yeah. No, he's still floating around.
Okay.
As far as I know, yeah.
Good for him.
Next one, Avatar, The Last Airbender. I assume it's somehow related to the original Avatar movie. Don't know anything about it, but that's available.
And the next one?
Dune. I tried to start it yesterday. I never had any interest in the first Dune. I tried to start it. This one is from 2021, but I think there's a brand new one that just came out. And I don't know. I just can't get into it. I'm sorry. Bunch of sand.
Dune doesn't seem to be my cup of tea either.
Yeah.
What about Constellation? Have you seen Mark
watches
more TV than
that.
I do.
I think I've heard some decent things about it, but I never watched it.
I watched the trailer and I go,
Yep.
But, you know, it's always there.
All right. What else you got?
Then Resident Alien.
Yeah. Don't know anything about it.
Me either. So if we watch it, we'll let you know. True Detective Night Country.
Can't get into it. I'm trying to get into it because I like Jodie Foster. I just can't get into it.
I hear The Holdovers is really adorable and
outstanding movie. Paul Giamatti might win the Academy Award for Best Actor.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a very good movie.
Then All of Us Strangers, I don't know anything about.
Nope.
So what can I say?
Yeah.
And the last
Past
one,
Life,
Mark?
Whatever that is. That's it for us.
The last one, Mark?
There you go. Past Lives. And we don't know anything about that one. All right. Hey, that's it for us. Thank you, as always, for joining us. We appreciate you being with us. So we hope you have a wonderful weekend. And come join us next weekend. We'll see you soon.
We love having you join us. Join me on Twitter at Marcia Collier. We have Computer and Technology Radio on Facebook. Join us there. Make comments. We post the episodes every week there.
You've been listening to Computer and Technology Radio with your hosts, Mark Cohen and Marcia Collier. Produced by Brain Food Radio Syndication, global food for thought.
It is. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, it's a good show. A little longer than we wanted, but a good show. What are you doing? Why are you waving? Ooh.